Last summer, the University of Oklahoma installed a new president for the first time in nearly 24 years. Jim Galagly, a former oil executive who became the school's 14th president, quickly blasted the previous administration for what he said was mismanagement of OU's finances that gave the university an unsafe level of debt. On Wednesday, Galagly said a series of cuts and budget changes made during his short tenure had allowed the University of Oklahoma to turn the corner. But what exactly does that mean, and what was the cost? This is Oklahoman Unfolded, and today is Thursday, March 14th, 2019. Adam Kemp covers higher education for The Oklahoman and was at Wednesday's Regents meeting when Galagly declared financial success for the university. And Adam, what exactly did Galagly say at that meeting?
It kind of started off just with a normal tone of the meeting. Galagly quickly addressed the fact that for the first time in several years, the OU is now cash positive in both its Norman campus and also at the OU Health Science Center here in Oklahoma City. He said that Norman campus has $26 million and that the OU Health Science Center as well, $36 million. And so together they're seeing the first, kind of weird to say, but fruits of their labor in a way from the budget cuts and reduction in staff and things that they've made over the past 8 months.
And Galagly has constantly said that the university's finances were mismanaged, that there was an unsafe level of debt. He'd made some cuts, but you just referred to that. So how did we get to this point? What has he done in his first several months in office that has allowed him to claim some financial success?
It kind of started, when he took over in July 1st of this past year, OU was projected to lose $15 million just as a university as a whole. He's kind of helped stabilize that in a way. They've cut staff. They've given some severance packages to some higher up people to get them to retire early. And it's kind of just been a manner of different options like that. They've cut back on a few programs, but all in the name of keep tuition at a stable rate, as well as keep it so that you can increase teacher pay from time to time, which OU had not had in quite a while. So those are kind of the steps that he took there in just reduction of staff and cutting back on a few programs.
And his criticism of President Bourne, one on the financial front, not everyone agreed with. I mean, some had disputed Galagly's interpretation of the university being in severe debt.
Yeah, it was interesting. Today, he did not mention President Bourne really at all, but he did say, we are turning the corner from where we were, which was under President Bourne. So it's just kind of his word there of, I don't know if he's trying to stamp that down at all or what, but from my understanding, the two of them were close before he kind of took over as president and kind of saw the situation that he was inheriting and things like that. He's a businessman from everything I've been told, and he approaches that with an eye for business and an eye for the bottom line, I think, a lot of the times. So whereas maybe under David Bourne, they were a little more comfortable with a little leeway here and how much, they brought in year to year. I think he wants the ship to be stable at all times.
Well, and there definitely is a shift between the two men and how they saw the finances and how they led the university. And Bourne maybe more of a, progressive agenda, not necessarily politically, but just in finances, saying that we are, the state's flagship university. We need to invest in what we're doing. We're trying to compete with the flagship universities of other states. And as you said, Galagly comes in as this business-minded, president who feels like he kind of has a mandate to bring some reforms to the way, spending had been conducted in the past.
Yeah, it was really interesting today. He kind of summed everything up by telling me, our first debt is to the taxpayers. We want to make sure that we are good stewards of taxpayers and that their money is being used responsibly. And I think he's very much, like I was saying, a bottom line guy, a rule follower, and he wants to make sure that OU is following all rules and checking all the boxes.
Yeah.
And like I said, I mean, during his first year in office, Galgley has been criticized for the way he's rebuked former President Bourne's leadership and also for the way he's handled a series of racist incidents in terms of his response. But Galgley appears to have the support of the Board of Regents. And I mean, does it seem like things are kind of calming down for him as he, you know, nears the end of his first year in office?
Yeah, it was a lot of yays today from the Board of Regents. I talked to Natalie Shirley there towards the end of the meeting today, and she just said that, you know, I think they have full confidence in Galgley and where he's leading them both financially and, you know, the steps they are also taking to address diversity on campus and you know, these racist incidents that have popped up over the past few months. They feel like there's a change in the air, I think.
Yeah. Well, Adam, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks so much.
Check with your case manager here in a little while and they'll tell you how to vote in today. Keep up the good work.
Also in today's Oklahoman, with a mandate to help reduce the state prison population, the reconfigured Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board on Wednesday voted to release dozens of prison inmates. The five-member board, three of whom were recently appointed by Governor Kevin Stitt, unanimously paroled more than 70 nonviolent offenders who were eligible on the state's new administrative parole docket.
Today, we are filling a promise that Oklahomans elected us to do, and that's to deliver transparency and results across state government.
On Wednesday, Governor Stitt also signed five bills that give him the power to hire the directors for five state agencies. The bills represented a central priority for the new governor and give him the power to dramatically shape how some of the state's largest agencies are managed.
You know, we're going to let everybody come back and re-interview, and we're not going to be heavy-handed in that process. The main thing that this does is it makes sure we're all on the same team. And now they are reporting up to the cabinet. They're reporting up to the executive branch. So we know when we want to deliver results, deliver change, that we're all on the same team. Before, sometimes agencies would work against the legislature or work against the governor's office. They could hire lobbyists. They would go out and hold press conferences to try to kill make sense changes. Now we know that we're all on the same team. So I'm looking forward to rolling up my sleeves, getting to work with those different agencies and having my cabinet secretary starting to dig in to move the needle.
These stories and more can be found in the Oklahoman and online at newsok.com. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.